Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're going to be looking at a Supreme Court case that really got me thinking.
Oh, yeah.
About what equal marriage really means. So,
yeah, it's an interesting one for sure.
It involves birth certificates and same-sex couples in Arkansas.
Yeah, it really digs into the, you know, the whole, like, what does Obergefell v. Hodges actually mean? You know, like, we know it made same-sex marriage legal nationwide, but, like, what does that mean for all the other things that come with marriage?
You know? Right, like all the benefits and the legal stuff and everything.
I feel like, what are all the pieces of the puzzle? Because we're still figuring that out.
Okay, so can you sort of, like, set the stage for this particular case? Like, what are we looking at?
So, basically, you have these two families in Arkansas, the Jacobses and the Pavins, and they're both same-sex couples who wanted both parents' names on their children's birth certificates.
Okay.
Pretty straightforward, right?
Seems reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. But Arkansas law said that the husband's name has to be on the birth certificate, even if he's not the biological father.
Okay, so that's interesting, because that assumes a very specific type of family unit, right?
Exactly. It works for heterosexual couples who use sperm donation, no problem. But for same-sex couples, especially if they used an anonymous donor,
right,
this is a huge roadblock.
Yeah, that seems, I mean, wouldn't you think that Obergefell would have cleared that up?
Well, you would think. And at first, the Arkansas Supreme Court even said, yeah, this law doesn't violate Obergefell because it's about biology, not discrimination. But then the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in.
Like, hold on a second.
Exactly.
So what did the Supreme Court say? Like, what was their reasoning?
So they were basically like, look, birth certificates in Arkansas aren't just about biology. They're legal documents.
Okay.
They give rights and responsibilities to parents who are married and denying that to same-sex couples when you give it to straight couples.
Right.
That's discrimination.
That's a pretty clear cut.
It seems that way, right?
Yeah.
But of course, you know, there's always
a dissenter.
There's got to be that one voice.
So who was it and what did they say?
Okay, so it was Justice Gorsuch. And this is where it gets interesting, because he didn't actually disagree that same-sex couples should have equal rights on birth certificates.
Mm.
His problem was with how the Supreme Court got there.
Okay.
He thought that, like, doing a summary reversal was too hasty.
So he agreed with the end goal, but not the way they got there.
Exactly. Like, he felt the case was more complicated than the majority made it seem.
Okay.
He thought that Obergefell, while a huge deal, didn't really cover this specific situation, you know?
So it's about, like, how we interpret and apply these big legal precedents, especially when things are changing so fast in society.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this case so interesting. It's not just about birth certificates. It's about, like,
how
we make sense of the law in a world that's constantly evolving.
Right. It makes you think about, like, whoever wrote that initial law, did they even imagine, like, the different kinds of families that we have today?
Right. And that's a whole other layer to this case, because the Supreme Court pointed out that Arkansas already kind of strays from this purely biological approach with adoptions.
Oh, how so?
Well, when a child is adopted in Arkansas, the adoptive parents are listed on the new birth certificate, even though they're not biologically related.
Okay.
So the Supreme Court was like, you can't just pick and choose when biology matters.
It's like you're saying one thing, but then doing another.
Exactly. And this is where Gorsuch's dissent gets even more interesting, because he points out that Arkansas already gives parental rights to same-sex couples when it comes to artificial insemination.
So he's basically saying the problem is already solved.
Yeah. On the surface, that's what it sounds like. But if you look closer, it's way more complicated than that.
Oh, how so?
The Jacobses and the Pavans didn't use artificial insemination the way Arkansas law defines it. They used an anonymous sperm donor. And that one little difference created a legal loophole that denied them the same rights as other same-sex couples.
Wait, so even though they recognize same-sex parents, in some cases they don't cover all the ways that same-sex couples actually form families.
It's like they're saying, well, recognize your family, but only if it looks exactly like this.
Which, of course, isn't really equality.
Exactly. And that's why this case is so important. It forces us to look at the gaps in our laws and ask if they really reflect the reality of how families are today.
Yeah, it really is about so much more than just birth certificates. It's about, like,
it is.
Like, what is a family and who gets to decide?
Yeah.
How do we make sure everyone's treated fairly?
It's about the evolving definition of family. You know, the fight for recognition, the challenges of applying these big legal ideas to very specific situations.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And I think we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah. There's so much more to unpack here.
Absolutely. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to dive even deeper into this case. This case really gets you thinking about how much the law impacts like our everyday lives, you know?
Oh, yeah. Especially when it comes to something as basic as family.
Right. Like most people probably don't think twice about a birth certificate.
It's just a piece of paper.
Right. But in this case, it's about so much more.
Absolutely. For the Jacobses and the Pavans, this isn't just a win in court. You know, this is like a personal victory.
Yeah.
It means their kids will finally have both parents on their birth certificates.
And that's huge in terms of like making medical decisions and enrolling them in school and all sorts of everyday things.
It really is. It takes away a big burden and lets them be treated like any other married couple.
And I imagine it means a lot for their kids, too.
Oh, definitely. It sends the message that their family is just as legitimate as any other family.
Right, that it's worthy of protection under the law.
Exactly. And it also sets a precedent for other states who might be dealing with similar issues.
That's like saying this is how it should be.
It's like marriage equality isn't just an idea. It's about actually giving people equal rights.
Right. So we've talked a lot about the majority opinion, but I'm still kind of curious about Justice Gorsuch's dissent. You mentioned he thought the case needed a closer look.
Well, he felt that Obergefell, while a landmark ruling, didn't really specifically address this kind of situation with birth certificates and anonymous sperm donation.
Okay.
So he was saying, like, applying Obergefell here requires a bit more nuance.
Hmm. So he's not necessarily disagreeing with the outcome.
Right. It's more about the process. You know, he's advocating for a more cautious approach to interpreting these big legal precedents.
I see. So it's like being careful about how we build on the foundation of the law.
Exactly. We don't want to just slap on additions without making sure everything is structurally sound.
Right. It's got to all fit together.
And that's what makes this so challenging.
Yeah.
Courts have to figure out how to uphold established principles while also adapting to new realities.
It's like a constant balancing act.
It really is. And it shows that even within the legal world, there can be different perspectives on how to apply the law.
Yeah, even on something that seems pretty straightforward.
Right. And that's why these deep dives are so important. They help us grapple with these complexities and explore different viewpoints.
Okay. So as fascinating as all this legal stuff is, I keep thinking about the human side of this case. You know,
oh, absolutely.
These are real families with real lives who were impacted by these decisions.
You're so right. It's easy to get lost in the legal arguments. But we have to remember the people at the heart of it all.
Right. For the Jacobses and the Pavans, this is the culmination of years of fighting for their family.
Yeah.
It's about being seen and recognized by the law.
It's about being able to live their lives with dignity and respect.
Exactly. And for their kids, it's about growing up in a world where their family is celebrated, not discriminated against.
And it's about creating laws that reflect the reality of how families look today.
Right. Like we were saying before, families come in all shapes and sizes, and what matters is the love and commitment.
Absolutely. This case is a step forward for all families who are fighting for equality.
It makes you wonder if this will have ripple effects in other states, too.
I think it will.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court is sending a message that discrimination against same-sex couples won't fly.
Right.
It's a precedent that's going to have an impact on other legal challenges and even legislation in other states.
It really feels like we're expanding what equal marriage actually means.
Totally. It's not just about the ceremony. It's about all the rights and protections that come with being married.
And that's got to apply to everyone.
Exactly. It's about the evolution of family law and how we make sure it keeps up with the changes in society.
So we've been talking about how the law needs to adapt. But there's also that point Justice Gorsuch made about Arkansas already recognizing same-sex parents in some cases.
Right.
He seemed to be saying, like, the issue is already resolved.
Yeah. On the surface, that's what it sounds like. But remember, the Jacobses and the Pavans didn't use artificial insemination the way Arkansas defines it.
Right.
They used an anonymous sperm donor, and that created a legal loophole.
So even though they recognize some same-sex parents, they don't recognize all the ways same-sex couples form families.
It's like a quilt with missing patches.
So Justice Gorsuch is kind of missing the point.
Well, it's up for debate whether he's overlooking this intentionally or not, but either way, it shows how important it is to look at all sides of an argument.
And that's why these cases are so crucial.
Definitely.
They force the legal system to look at its own flaws and try to be more inclusive.
It's a reminder that progress often takes time.
Yeah.
One legal battle at a time.
But each victory moves us closer to a more just and equal world.
And that's why it's so important to stay informed, to engage in these conversations, and understand the impact these cases have on our lives.
Well said. And on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Hopefully our listeners are starting to see just how much more there is to this case than meets the eye.
Yeah, it's been great unpacking this with you.
And as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Okay.
Imagine you're a same-sex couple thinking about starting a family. What advice would you give them based on what we've learned today?
That's a great question. It's so important to remember that these legal battles have a real impact on people's lives.
Right.
My advice would be, do your research, know the laws in your state, because they can vary a lot.
So it's not just about knowing the law in general, it's about knowing the specifics of where you live.
Exactly. And if you're considering things like sperm donation or surrogacy,
right,
definitely talk to a lawyer who specializes in reproductive law.
So you're protected.
It's about being proactive and making sure your family is legally recognized.
And also about staying informed about any changes in the law.
Oh, yeah.
And advocating for policies that support LGBTQ plus families.
Absolutely. It's about knowing your rights and fighting for them.
Exactly. And that's what makes these deep dives so valuable.
It's about empowering ourselves with knowledge.
And becoming more engaged citizens.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, it really does feel like we're entering this whole new world of family law.
Oh!
Things are changing so fast.
Absolutely. And as technology keeps advancing and our ideas about family evolve, you know, we're going to keep running into new legal and ethical questions.
Right. Like, what we consider a family today might look totally different in 10 years.
Exactly. So it's up to all of us to, you know, keep the conversation going and consider different perspectives and work towards laws that are fair to everyone.
Speaking of different perspectives, I want to go back to something Justice Gorsuch said about birth certificates.
Yeah.
He argued that a system based purely on biology isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
He even gave some reasons for why it might be important to keep that system.
He did. He talked about things like tracking public health trends, you know, understanding genetic predispositions and helping people trace their ancestry.
Right. So it's not just about who the parents are.
It's not.
There are other reasons why we might want that biological information on a birth certificate.
Exactly. And those are all legitimate concerns. So it's about finding a balance between those practical considerations and making sure everyone's treated equally under the law.
Right. So the Supreme Court basically said those practical considerations don't outweigh the right of same-sex couples to be recognized on their kids' birth certificates.
That's right. But Gorsuch's dissent reminds us that this isn't a simple issue.
Yeah.
There are valid points on both sides.
It's amazing how this case about birth certificates has brought up so many bigger questions.
It really is.
It's about parentage and family
mm-hmm.
and what marriage even means legally.
All these fundamental questions that we're still grappling with as a society.
And probably will be for a long time to come.
I think so.
It makes you think about what other norms might be challenged in the future.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like what seems totally settled now might be completely different in a few years.
It's an exciting time to be thinking about these things.
It really is, and it shows that the law is constantly changing. It's not just set in stone.
Right. It has to adapt to the world around it.
And that's what makes these deep dives so important.
Right. It's about keeping ourselves informed and engaged with these issues.
Because they affect all of us.
Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to shift our focus to the listener. Imagine you're a same-sex couple and you're thinking about starting a family.
Okay.
What advice would you give them based on what we've talked about today?
That's a good question. You know, it's so important to remember that these legal cases have a real impact on people's lives. So my first piece of advice would be know the laws in your state.
Right.
Because they can be very different from state to state.
So do your research.
Absolutely. And if you're thinking about things like sperm donation or surrogacy.
Yeah.
Definitely talk to a lawyer who specializes in reproductive law.
Get some expert advice.
It's about being proactive and making sure your family is protected.
Right, because the law doesn't always automatically keep up with the time.
It doesn't, and things are changing so quickly, so stay informed.
Yeah.
Keep up with legal developments and advocate for policies that support LGBTQ plus families.
It's about knowing your rights and fighting for them.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So it's not just about learning about the law. It's about actively shaping it.
Absolutely. That's what makes these deep dives so powerful.
To give us the knowledge and the tools to be engaged citizens.
And hopefully make a difference.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Hopefully our listeners have a better understanding of this case and all the issues it raises.
It's been a great discussion.
And I think the biggest takeaway is that the fight for equality isn't over.
It's not.
We have to keep challenging discriminatory laws and pushing for inclusive policies.
So that all families are valued and protected.
That's a great note to end on.
It is.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and keep those minds curious.